This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your first stop for festival style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey, Andre, we are here doing a very special podcast because we are at the Dealers Auto Auction of the Rockies.
Yep.
The day before they auction off something like 500 cars and trucks. So what are we going to do?
Well, we're going to look at some very interesting, very unique pickup trucks. This is a truck podcast, TFL Talking Trucks, and we can drive them too.
Yeah, so we're just going to walk around and we're going to show you what people will be bidding on. Now, this is a dealers only auction, so we can come here because we have special permission.
Yes, thank you, Brandon.
Brandon, why don't you spin around and show them some of the, just do a quick spin around, show them what it kind of looks like. I think there's between 5,000 and 1,000 cars here on any given week that basically dealers bring here to auction off.
Yeah.
And then other dealers, usually smaller dealers, buy them and then sell them. So you're kind of seeing behind the scenes. And we're going to focus, of course, on trucks. And I thought, let's start with the one that caught my eye, which is this Ram, Andre. Tell me why this is so cool.
Dude, this is something else because this looks like kind of a Baja pre-runner type of build.
Yep.
This is a Ram 3500. It looks like a pretty recent one, according to the headlamp.
The sticker says 2020 with 12,418 miles.
Woohoo! But Roman, it's lifted on these giant tires. These are KM3 BF Goodrich. This is a 37 by 13 and a half, and it's got Carly suspension.
Which is the Cadillac of suspensions, as we know.
A Cadillac of Baja suspensions.
Yes.
So it's got King shocks. So here you go. So point here. You could see Carly arm right there. And look at the King shock reservoir up there.
And the cool thing here is, of course, that we not only get to look at them, but because we get to be here the day before the auction, we get to drive them to see how they actually are sorted or unsorted in some cases. Now, what do you think of this? It's got this kind of Baja style, make your bed useless.
Well, it's a Baja rack. So there's a snowplow behind it,
yeah,
which is quite interesting. But look, it's kind of has removed bumpers, two bumpers.
I got to tell you, I'm not sure a snowplow is going to do really well in August when it's 95 degrees out. But I like this. I like the American flag back here. That's kind of a nice touch.
So it's very clean, dude. Look, it's got the chase lights. So like amber, yellow, and white
Brandon,
chase lights.
And then zoom in on the American flag because unless you get really close, you really can't see it.
What is that badge on the other side?
I don't know. I can't read that badge. But what do you say we jump inside?
Do you think it's a diesel?
I don't know.
Because it doesn't say.
It doesn't say Cummins on it, does it?
No.
Well, let's jump in. Here,
go. Can I drive?
Yeah, let's go for a drive. Right. Can you get in there, Andre? I know you're only 6'2".
I know.
6'3".
Let me jump in.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We're jumping in. Roman, are you okay?
I don't know. I think I'm only 6'2". Look at this. You get a full-on sticker package. And if you buy this, somebody's include some Trident gum for free. So there you go.
Roman, I have some good news and some bad news. Don't get in.
Okay, why?
There is no power here.
Oh, it's not. No power, huh?
What's the good news?
Yeah.
The good news, I don't have any good news.
We can't drive it. So what we could do is we could jumpstart it and take it for a little spin around the auction, but it would just take too long for this video, so we'll move on to the next one. That's the problem. Some of them, the batteries are dead and they don't start.
Yeah, well, that's an issue.
Yeah, it's an issue. All right.
It's too bad because it's super clean, super nice truck.
Yeah, and you know, there is a reserve on these. I'm sure this one's pretty high.
Yeah,
3,500.
And it's been here. But look, I think the suspension is done properly. Look at those stabilizer bars, steering assist bars. It's a one-ton truck. It's done proper.
Well, the battery hasn't been done properly.
No, the battery is bad.
Now, there are a couple more lifted trucks over there. The first one, the tire is flat on.
Yeah.
Do you want to try hitting that, or do you want to do the Gladiator? Let's do the Gladiator.
Let's do the Gladiator. Let's do something more common, right?
Yeah, this is cool because it's a 2020, 35,000 miles, and this is the S model, Andre.
So this is the base,
right?
Sport S, which means it's more affordable, and 35,000 miles is not a lot of miles, is it?
Yeah, how much do you think this will go for?
So the current ones start at about, 38,000 brand new?
This could you could be looking at an affordable Gladiator. And also, isn't the Sport one pretty good at towing? Because it doesn't have all the fancy schmancy weight.
It does have a hitch. Look at this. It has a 2-inch receiver. It's got wiring.
Got a tonneau cover.
We had a Rubicon, remember?
Yeah,
at CFL.
Yeah.
And it was rated up to tow up to 7,650 pounds.
Yeah. It's nice.
So no bed liner, but.
But a little, somebody put a rubber mat down there.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, the tires are in good shape. You know, they're not perfect.
The tailgate doesn't drop, so that's pretty nice.
All right, let's try taking this for a ride. We'll take it around the test course. Somebody put a stubby antenna on it, which is nice.
This one is easier to get into.
Yeah, and I love when they have two keys. That's always a good sign. All right.
Hey, we have power.
We have power, but do we have air conditioning? It's so hot out there.
That's a good question.
Let me go auto here. Let's see if it turns on. Oh, I feel cold air already.
Thank goodness.
Well, we have like a little test course we could try here.
Yeah.
Do our little test loop.
So at first, when I heard about the, you know, dealer auto auction.
Yeah.
Before we really started, you know, coming here often, I always thought this was only for really, really older vehicles.
Yeah.
But you see everything here, right?
Yeah, I mean.
All kinds of years.
I mean, look, there is, you know, a pretty new Ram 3500. Over here is another Ram. These are not old vehicles, Andre.
No. There's a brand new Taycan.
Yeah, I wonder if that's GTS. That's probably a $180,000 car.
Okay.
Yeah, let's keep going.
We do have colder air now.
You know what's a little scary, though?
What?
Look at the steering wheel. It really looks like, you can't see it, but let me get the camera. From this side, it's really worn, much more so than 35,000 miles would suggest. So either somebody was very heavy-handed, or...
Or maybe the steering wheel was swapped for some reason.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't seem like it belongs here for some reason.
I mean, yeah. But otherwise, how does it drive?
Let's see if I have brakes before we really accelerate.
Yeah,
you
have brakes.
I do have brakes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Huh. Well, let's do a little...
Not the most exciting color.
Eighth of a mile run.
Yeah, this is our... We call this the little TFL test course here at the auction.
Let's do it.
There we go. Floored.
So 25 miles an hour, 35, 40.
Hark.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Hark, do I hear the sound of a Pentastar?
Yes. Are you shocked?
No, I'm not shocked. So we got a 3.6 liter V6, normally aspirated, of course.
They've built like millions of these engines, Roman. Millions.
Paired to what, 8-speed transmission, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So, and actually, you know, the straight six is the one that everybody wants in the old Jeeps, but I think this Pentastar is going to have that same reputation. Oh, look at that lifted truck.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it, there are a lot of lifted
trucks.
It's
kind of a bro model.
Oh my God.
Kind of a bro truck.
That's a bro-dozer.
But Roman, my eye is on this, actually, so far.
My eye is on the bro-dozer.
No, my eye is on this because Gladiators are hard to find in Colorado because everybody wants one, right?
Yep.
And they're four-wheel drive, the top comes off, so it's kind of a fun vehicle.
It's a convertible pickup.
Pickup, yeah.
What more could you want?
So my eyes on this one, I'm really curious. It could go in the high 20s. What do you think, Brendan? Could it be like a $30,000 machine?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he says absolutely. I think that's worth it. I think this is one that people are going to bid on, and it's going to go quickly, and, you know, it's going to end up at some used car lot somewhere, and somebody's going to snap up a pretty good car.
Well, the question is, why is it here?
You know, sometimes the question is, what are these things, Andre?
Oh, is that somebody went to the pool?
I don't know.
Oh, those are crack stops.
Is that a drop stop?
Yeah, drop stop.
It's a homemade drop stop.
Yeah.
Why spend $20 when you could get
this for a dollar?
Yeah, just cut up one of these like pipe insulation things, huh?
So, dude, this is my favorite so far.
I'm with you.
This is really nice.
Yeah. I mean, that Ram is cool, but
it doesn't run.
Well, I'm sure it runs, but
hey. Can I show you something really cool? It's technically not a truck, but I think people will like it. Can I show you? Come with me.
Yeah?
So, another Brodozer, but this just caught my eye.
Are you looking at the Maserati there?
No, I'm looking behind the Maserati.
Oh, wow.
That looks really cool.
Oh my gosh, that's like a 90s era Defender, a Land Rover.
How big do you think these things are? That's gonna be 40s, right?
They're probably 40.
Oh.
43.
Yeah. Hey, it's that V10 that likes to push spark plugs right through the hood.
Well, this is kind of almost like a monster truck.
I know. A Maserati for sale. This were the car podcast, we'd be all over that. But look at this, Andre. All right. So here's the thing, right? I know a little bit about these. It's a diesel TDI, right? Let's show them the inside. Here's the thing.
Right-hand drive.
So it's a Defender, of course, the old Defender.
Yeah.
And these guys were a little bit tractor-like, all right? And people think all these are worth like $50,000 to $80,000.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they're not, because they imported them for a few years.
Right.
And those would be left-hand drive, and those are worth big money. If you get the left-hand drive, I want to say it's like mid-90s, mm-hmm. Then that's a $50,000 one. These gray market ones, they're not so... Not so bad.
Well, you don't know the history of it. You know, who imported it? Does it have the right paperwork? How does that work?
You know, this is like one of those movie cars. It looks really good from like 10 feet away. But when you get up closer...
It does look mean.
Yeah, you know, then these lights are rusted. You know, the wires
are half a grill.
Or everywhere. This thing's all rusty. It's just a really good looking car for a movie car. But, I mean...
Safari snorkel.
Yeah, there are wires everywhere. So...
The door doesn't quite close.
Yeah. Does it say what year it is? It should say.
95.
Yeah, but it's right-hand drive, so it wasn't imported legally.
But wasn't 95 when they were actually selling them here, approximately?
Yeah, 183,000 miles.
Wow, that's a lot of miles.
All right, let's go look at some more trucks.
Yeah. Dude, there's a lot of lifted vehicles here. Lots of lifted trucks today.
Lifted dually? That way you get to pay for 6 expensive tires instead of just 4.
Yeah, so that's kind of a slightly lifted, off-road ready dually.
6.7 power stroke, 2017, Andre, 143.
FX4.
143,000 miles, huh?
So then, of course, when you're purchasing a vehicle, it's important to look, you know, what kind of modifications does it have, right?
All right.
Does it have something insane? Was it done properly?
We need to take a lifted truck. We need to take a Brodozer. Just for a ride, now that we couldn't do the other one. Let's do the 2500 here.
Okay.
All right, this is...
There's a Chevy.
It's a Chevy. Why don't you... Oh, it's got rust.
Ooh. It's a Duramax Allison. Where do you see rust?
Look at the back wheel well.
Oh, wow.
Look over here. It's a little rusty. And by little, I mean...
Well, you could see through the rear bedside.
By little, I mean a lot.
What the heck?
See, I just de-weighted it. It's a Leggero Brodozer.
Yes.
Super Leggero.
This is bad. So why do you think this happened? And the rest of the body looks okay. That's kind of strange.
Look at these really crappy shocks. Look at that. It looks like, I mean, they're piggyback valve, right?
But they're using like hardware store.
Yeah, I know.
Tie downs.
Well, even the shock itself. Well, you want to try pulling it out and we'll take it for a ride?
Let's see if it starts.
2011, 158,000 miles.
Okay.
See if it starts.
And it's supposed to be a diesel.
Hold on, before you start, let me go see if it smokes. Let's find the exhaust.
Okay.
I think it's the other side, Brendan. I think we'll go over here. We'll see if it smokes. Or maybe the proper thing to say is we'll see how much it smokes. Oh, big exhaust, Andre. Okay, go for it. And no smoke. For all you Chevy fans, this Duramax seems good. All right, here, I'll hold the camera. You want to get in? Yeah.
Roman.
No.
It purrs like a kitten.
It does purr like a kitten. And you know, it doesn't smell from the outside or from the inside.
It's got a very fancy wood-like interior. It does have a TPMS, so tire pressure monitoring fault.
Okay.
Or maybe it's not a fault. Maybe actually we are down on air.
There you go. Hard to say, right? Hard to say without a gauge.
But it's kind of a bro truck.
Let's see if the air conditioning works. It's always something nice. Come on. Oh, it just turned off.
So this is the 2011.
Yep.
So this is still in the era, after the particulate filter. So, because this is it's kind of crabby, Roman.
Is it in four-wheel drive?
No.
No? It's crabbing already?
Well, I think it's got these massive tires.
Oh, that's a good point, Andre. Somebody certainly spared no armor all in here, I'll tell you that. You know, it's funny, like the things dealers do. So a lot of these vehicles, if you're wondering where they come from, right, they come from dealers. So some of them are traded in, and then they go on the lot, and then if they don't sell, they bring them here, or if they don't want to sell them, they bring them here, right? So it's dealer to dealer, B2B kind of thing. Oh, this rides like...
Oh, it's like a cabbage cart almost.
It rides absolutely horribly.
Well, that's the thing about kind of these bro trucks with wheels that are really wide and they're sticking out and they're low-profile tires, right? It doesn't improve the ride, that's for sure.
I think you need like a 14-foot drop if you're going to tow with it. But, you know, there's some good things. I mean, the rust is bad, Andre. Rust is... That's expensive to repair.
You know
brakes
that
good.
The brakes are there.
Yeah.
I think what we're hearing, maybe the tires are wearing unevenly. That's why it's kind of... has this kind of a rubbing sound.
Do you feel like you're the king of the road driving this thing, or do you just feel like it's a pain in the, you know what?
I'm looking over everybody.
Yeah, we are.
Let me accelerate.
All right. The TFL test track.
We're going.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, it does have some diesel power.
I think this thing is tuned, Andre.
It's sketchy.
What happened when you hit the brake?
Well, the steering wheel is shaking under braking, and tires are... feel like they're crabbing.
Thank God we're at the TFL test track where no animals or kids can get hurt.
Yes.
I think it's tuned. That was more power than a normal one. It's got a really bad ride though.
Yeah, no. This is...
Let's take it through here. Let's see if there's some other trucks you can look at.
This is a rub on a truck like this.
I like brown. Kind of this browny copper color. I think that's really cool.
That's a Longhorn.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me open the window for you.
2500.
That's a long bed.
Yeah.
And Cummins.
Look over here. We've got a very yellow Hummer.
That's yellow.
I think that was the hero color for that vehicle, for the
H3. It's an H3, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if that's
it's
the
got
Alpha.
Chrome.
The Alphas are worth the most. That's the one with the V8.
It doesn't have an Alpha badge, so yeah, I kind of doubt it.
I think it's that. And of course, you know, there's your typical Super Duty.
But look, we're looking down on F-150s right now.
We're
just really up high.
Yeah.
2020 Super Duty. There's a lot of newer vehicles here.
You know, the thing about, I love cars and trucks, Andre, you know, with the passion, right? But the thing that kind of makes me sad is when you're here, they just become a commodity, right? It's just another vehicle to go over the auction. Another one to, you know, to go to some place that makes money.
If
basically.
I may plug TFL Classics for a second.
Yep.
Brandon and Tommy, they kind of resurrect some of these vehicles.
Look at that. I love that. Check that out. It's really nice Colorado with some
nice
beefy
tires.
Yeah. That's
well,
cool.
Brendan and Tommy and TFL Classics, they resurrect a lot of these cars. You know, bring them to light, find the hidden gems, and I think they really do a good job at TFL Classics.
I guess, I kind of like this thing.
This truck?
Yeah, part of me is kind of like starting to dig the Brodozer vibe.
Well, because you're sitting up high?
I am, and the power is intoxicating.
Diesel power.
Hey,
do you see that red truck? Should we drive by?
Sure.
That truck is insane.
It's a lifted dually.
But it's lifted to the sky.
I don't think it's for sale, though.
No, it's not for sale.
No,
I don't think
it's for sale.
Maybe it's a non-runner.
Yeah, these are all the non-runners over here. an old Bronco, too. Look, they're still bringing cars in. These are all the cars going to get washed, and trucks, before the auction. This is where they go to get... Oh, there's another Porsche. Oh, my gosh. All kinds of crazy things.
Well, you're a Porsche fan as well.
I am a Porsche fan.
Do you want to get behind the wheel of this bro truck?
No, I'll do the next one. Let's go bring it back. Here's the Porsche. I'm not a big Panamera fan, even though it is a turbo. That car is very depreciated, or is getting very depreciated. But I digress, Andre. We are doing trucks.
That's okay.
Yes, anyway, they take them over here, they wash them over there, and then they line them up, and then they go through auction tomorrow. And they'll auction all these, what, Brendan, a couple hours? Is that right?
Yeah, usually about 3 to 4 hours they'll auction about 1,000
vehicles.
Yeah,
wow, that's fast.
They've got like 6 stalls going, so it goes by quick. And people are, of course, bidding online. And there's people from all over here, not just Colorado, but from, you know, neighboring states, because obviously Denver has a large population base, so there's a lot of vehicles that get auctioned off. You know, the more I'm riding this thing, the more tempted I am to bid on it.
This thing?
Yeah. But we already have that OBS for it. I think we're okay with...
Well, Roman, this has a lot of unknowns. It's rusty in the bed for some reason.
Yeah, I know.
It rides like a cabbage cart once in a while.
Yes. It doesn't turn very well. It
doesn't turn. Let's see if I can even park it, Roman.
Park it without running over whatever Jeep we're about to do. A Patriot. Don't run over the Patriot, Andre.
Oh, that's okay. The Patriot. Who cares about the Patriot?
Yeah. Oh, that was Liberty.
Oh, I think I'm about to hit a 4Runner.
Don't hit a
4Runner. That's not good.
No. This is the problem with test driving the lifted trucks. They're really hard to park. See, that's why I think I'd go for the Gladiator.
Oh, Roman.
I think
I lost power steering.
Or maybe it's manual steering, Andre. Maybe you need to be moving. You think it's manual?
No, I think these tires are just gigantic.
All right, well, that takes it right off the list.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, Roman, I think I'm doing it. I think I actually parked it.
You did. Well, you gotta keep going. What's wrong with the camera?
It says check surroundings for safety.
You want me to go? You want me to go look?
Can you look?
Yeah, I'll go look. Here, I'll leave this window open so I can talk to you. All right.
Oh, it has a DVD player.
All right, keep coming.
Okay.
Keep coming, Andre. Okay, stop. You're good.
All right, we're happy. All right, let's go find something else.
Oh, speaking of the Panamera Turbo, here it comes.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah.
59,000 miles.
That's not going to be a lot of money. Those things have really gone down. Really depreciated.
It's a turbo.
Hey, Andre, I spy something. We have to go for a drive-in. You know
Wait,
why?
Roman. Yeah. Can I show you something before you bid on this bro truck?
Yeah, I'm not bidding on it.
It has 1, 2, 3
bypass?
Shocks.
Piggyback bypass?
With 2 piggybacks.
Wonder what size turbo is
what
under
What the
there.
Heck? That's a lot of shocks, my friend.
Well, it's a big truck. Hey, I spy something. We need to go
what?
Test drive because it's a truck that is officially... dead. You know
okay,
what I'm talking about?
I think I know about this one. Should I surprise him?
Hey guys.
Okay. Roman, I'm gonna have to disappoint you after.
It's officially dead.
Are you talking about a Nissan Titan?
I am not talking about that truck, Andre. I'm talking about the Nissan Titan XD.
Okay.
Is this in the non-runner?
I think
this is non-runner.
This is worse than non-runner.
Oh really?
Is there something I don't know about it?
Look at this, Roman.
Uh-oh.
Biohazard, do not enter.
Oh, okay, let's walk away. Walk away.
Do you want to drive this one?
No, I don't want to drive it. No injuries okay. whatsoever. Never mind. Biohazard. Oh, all bio. What is biohazard?
There's a bullet hole in the driver's window.
There's a bullet hole in the driver's window.
So there could be some remains.
Yeah. Let's just, yeah. You know, it's a good thing we don't edit these things. Oh. All right, well, let's go this way.
Okay, you want another bro truck, right?
All right. No, another... I'm done with bro trucks. I'm tired of bro trucks. How about just a regular truck?
All right, so let's do a ramp because we haven't... This is a fairly nice one.
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
A little boring?
Yeah.
2017 Cummins.
Yeah, it's kind of boring. How about another Titan,
Wait,
Andre?
Wait, there's another lifted ramp. Look at that.
How about a Titan?
Ooh,
now we could do a Titan.
2014.
Yeah.
140,000 miles.
No biohazard.
Oh, it's a Pro 4X.
That's a Pro 4X. Sweet.
This is nice.
This could be an affordable truck for somebody.
You know, I love this because it has some color, you know. Well, it is white, but it does have
It comes with floor mats.
It's got floor mats, it's got bed liner, it's got bed rail system.
It's got good tires.
It's got this neat little storage inside the driver's side, bedside.
Yeah, me and Nathan were in this one, not in this one, but in this model, where we got rear-ended and that kind of went It happens to all of our journalists.
Should we drive this?
Yeah, let's go for it.
I love this V8, the 5.6.
Yeah, I think this and the Toyota 5.7 are two of the best V8s out there, you know? It's not too stinky.
Not terribly.
Yeah, it's a little biohazardy in here. Let's make a bed. You think the air conditioner works?
It starts. It started.
Look between. Show. Here. Show.
You want to look between my legs?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, show them between your legs, Andre.
Well, there is a big brake controller.
I know.
Somebody's stuck on down here.
Right, you want to make a bed?
It has a locker, tow mode.
Does the air conditioner work?
Oof, it's hot in here.
Let's see.
Hold on.
I think the air conditioner works.
Yeah, that's a check engine light, my friend.
Oh, that's not good.
So it could be many things. It could be just something simple.
Or something
It could
expensive.
Be something quite expensive.
Check engine light, huh?
It's got a sunroof. It's got everything.
All right, well, let's go to the test track.
Wait, it has that full roll down rear glass, but it's not... Oh, look, Roman.
Right.
I lowered the rear glass. It's kind of like a Tundra.
Here's a cookie, Andre.
What? Are you happy for me?
I'm happy for you. You're like a kid with a new toy. You know, a lot of cars that do that. I mean, trucks, right?
No, but they're getting fewer and fewer. You know, the Sequoia used to do that, and then now the new Sequoia doesn't do that.
So how much do you think this will go for? You think it'll go for under 10?
So this is a 2014 model. Yeah.
How many miles?
140,000.
Yeah, it might be close to 15. That check engine light would certainly put me off.
It also depends on the four-wheel drive system is working, right?
Yeah, well, that's another thing that would, in Colorado, make it either valuable or not valuable.
It's a little dusty in here as well.
Yes, it's a lot dusty. How's the steering?
Steering is okay.
Should we write our name in it? Hey, you know the dealers
play... TFL truck.
The dealers play these... yeah, let's do that. TFL truck. TFL... TFLT, yeah. There you go.
Okay.
You know, the dealers... like have little games sometimes they play here where they'll like take a vehicle and they'll hide it somewhere so that the other dealers can't find it.
Some of the hidden gems, right?
Yeah. So you always wonder, like, why is that check engine light on? Is it on for real, or did somebody like switch, you know, two spark plug wires so that the thing runs poorly?
But then it's going to be good, right?
Yeah, it throws a check engine light so that whoever's thinking about buying it is put off by that. You never know. You just don't know.
Oh, well, that's why it's fun.
Tacoma. It's from Enterprise. These must be fleet vehicles, aren't
they? Yeah, a lot of fleet vehicles. Yeah. Another fleet vehicle.
Because they're all white. I think that's a good guess, huh?
But you know what? Fleet vehicles usually get well-maintained.
Yeah.
Right? So it could be a really nice buy. All right. We're approaching our test track in the big 5.6-liter Endurance Nissan Titan.
Remember how many horsepower? It was like three...
Well, they started with like 310.
Yeah.
317-ish.
Yeah.
And then they went to 400 recently. It's a little leisurely, Roman.
Yeah, compared to that diesel.
That's almost 35 miles an hour.
Did it shift? The other good thing I know.
It's a 5-speed.
Yes, yeah, so we don't know.
It didn't feel like it shifted too
but
much.
But maybe it didn't need to shift.
It was a little bit leisurely.
Yeah, I fear our TFL test track here is a little too short. Look, they even have big box trucks.
Yeah, so you can buy a big delivery
box.
International.
Yeah. Yeah, look at that. Oh, interesting wheel combination on that Volkswagen. Oh, an old Dakota.
I see a lot of Titans. Yeah, I see the Dakota.
That's going to be...
You want to go check it out?
Yeah, well, we got to walk here. We got to return this thing, so... Or we could hide it here.
We could hide it.
Oh, God, look at that bro truck. Oh, my God. Maybe we should do that one. Do you want to do another road
trip?
Yeah,
you should drive it this time.
No.
What?
I don't want to drive that, Andre.
What? It's a long bed, crew cab. Come
Super
on.
Super duty. All right, let's go. We'll go look at that. Why not? Why not look at another road
trip? Should we bring this back? Let me see.
Yeah, let's bring it back.
Okay, so it's coldish, I would say.
That's cold. That's fine. Ooh, a Harley Davidson.
With a big container in the back.
Yeah, that's like, those are for honey or something.
Hope it's honey.
You hope, not biohazard.
So that's a F-150 Harley Davidson edition.
Yeah.
With lots of honey in the back.
You know who does that?
What?
Isn't that like Tuscany or Tuscan?
Oh yeah, Tuscany still does Harley Davidson edition
exactly.
trucks.
Exactly, yeah. Yep.
All right, a 1A108. Sorry, I'm starting to forget where we were.
It was next to this guy. It was next to the Fleet Fiber Internet truck.
Fleet truck.
Yeah. All right.
There's a lot of action here today, Roman.
Yeah. People are now test driving.
Dealers, people are preparing.
Dealers are preparing to figure out which ones they want to bid on.
Oh, I see an old Ranger, my friend.
You want to do an old Ranger?
Maybe. I want to show you the old Ranger. This has a reverse camera.
That works?
Woo. That kind of works. Let's see if I'm going to hit this Lexus.
Don't hit the Lexus.
Okay. There's a Jeep Liberty, very similar to the one Nathan bought for a recent Jeep Jeep series.
Doesn't sound as good though.
No.
Sounds like it's got some
exhaust
issues.
Muffler?
Yeah.
All right, dude, we did it. Let's check out something else.
And the cool thing is they just leave the keys in here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's like...
I feel like a kid in a candy store, Andre.
Yeah, it's very awesome here.
Yeah, it's very awesome. This is very awesome. So I got to thank the guys at the auction here for letting us do this. This is pretty cool. Huh, look at this. Huh. Huh.
What? What is this?
Huh.
It's a LR3?
Yeah, it's an LR3. Huh. Huh. Interesting.
It's a 222,000 miles.
Yeah, that's a little too many. That's beyond the end of its life.
So, Roman, before you go to the bro truck, here's a nice little Ranger. Really honest. Look at this. Really nice little Ranger. I mean, the paint is burnt off of it. And what year is this? It's a 94. Very similar to the Mazda truck that we had. Mazda B4000.
Hey, right, you know what we could do? You know, what? You ever watch those like wars, you know, like shipping wars and then storage wars?
Yeah.
We could kind of have fake drama. You wanna do that?
Sure.
Hey, Andre, you wouldn't know how to bid on that thing if the bid bit you in the butt.
What are you talking about? I've been here for decades.
Oh, you're the old grizzly guy, right?
Yeah.
I wish I were the new young guy, but I'm not. All right, let's keep going.
Dude, that dually Ford is missing part of the tire. Do you see this? The tire is decomposing.
Yeah, it might not be great for... I like that. Hold on. What do I see here?
What do you see?
I see a dually.
Oh, that lifted one?
I see a lifted dually.
Oh, my gosh. It's modified.
There's a lot of bro trucks.
Wow. Sorry.
But let's go look at the really big one.
Okay.
Right. If we're gonna go, let's go big.
Hold on, Roman. Do you think this is okay? You could steal the steel belts and the tires decomposing here.
Like I said, Andre, you wouldn't know how to bit on a truck.
If it bit you in the butt.
If I put the bit in the bag and it bit you on the butt. All that fake reality show drama, right? That they have like writer's script.
Okay. All right, do you want to look at that big Ford?
There's a lot of trucks here, Andre.
I love this. Well, this is Colorado after all, dude. I mean, that's what we do here. Sorry, we have pickups.
Don't get run over. Oh, an Essex. Four. Here's a bit of trivia. What was the last Suzuki that was sold in America? And it wasn't the SX4.
Was it Kizashi?
Very good.
Yes, Kizashi.
Oh, whoa, hold on. Oh, I see something I want to take for a ride.
What?
Oh, look at that. Come on. What?
Land Cruiser?
Exactly. Let's go check it out.
I mean, 200 series.
Come on.
One of the recent ones.
That's a truck. That's a truck if I ever saw one. Now, as you know, they just unveiled the new Land Cruiser.
Yeah.
These things were like 80 to 100K. The new one's gonna start at 55.
Oh my gosh, look, it has a lot of miles. 4 years old, 114,000 miles.
2019, I love the color.
Oh, this is nice.
Oh, I love the interior. I am a sucker for a chocolate, or dare we say, cappuccino interior, Andre.
Oh, this is nice.
And look, you get a free wrapper.
Dessert wrapper.
Yeah. The key even says Land Cruiser. This is going to be expensive. This has all the goodies.
This could have been like a business vehicle because it has a lot of miles.
Where is it blowing? Out of my face. Auto. Let's do that. There we go. 98 degrees out there, Andre.
What does this say? The auto, okay.
Just where it belongs. We'll put it back next to this RV.
Wait, my seat warmer is on.
That's camper.
Oh no, it's a ventilated seat.
Dang, turn right on.
Yeah.
Look
at this, ventilated seats.
All right, I officially want this car.
Now, it has a lot of miles, but still, I think it will
119, that's barely broken.
For a Land Cruiser?
Oh God, that's barely broken. And this thing's gonna go for like...
Gosh, 40, 50?
Oh, more than that.
More?
Yeah.
60?
60, 70, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, maybe not that much. I'm going to go with 50.
Yeah, it's valuable.
I'm going to say this is like a $50,000.
Valuable.
Yeah.
Can you put this it's in my view?
Yeah, sure. You got it. More than the Range Rover there, I'll tell you that. Those things have very little value. Oh, the Porsche here. Look at that.
Wow, dude. It rides like a cloud, basically.
So, the issue is we had one of these. Does it have the little refrigerator in here?
We had a slightly older 200
series.
It has.
It's got the refrigerator.
No way.
Yeah. It's got the cool box. Yeah, check it out. You can put your frosty drink in there.
Dude, you could just feel quality. It feels like a solid piece of metal.
Yeah.
Like a solid chunk of metal.
Why would a dealer put this in here? I would think this would be very easy to sell, but maybe here's a theory.
What?
Maybe with the new one. Oh, that's not good.
No, I think, like I said, this was a business truck that somebody was driving every day.
And what's this? Why is this hanging here? What's up with that? Why is that? It's a 2019. There shouldn't be stuff hanging off of the windshield.
No.
But maybe the theory is now that the new one's coming out at 55, maybe these are finally going to come down. Or maybe not. So they built these in a special factory in Japan. You know that.
Yeah.
And it's the only factory... An only vehicle that they engineered to go 200, I think it's either 200 or 250,000 miles. So they're engineered to go at least a quarter million miles on grain.
Yeah, without many issues. And that was 40 miles an hour, my friend.
Yeah.
This V8, the 5.7, is glorious.
Yeah, it's really good.
Wow, this is nice.
Now, there are some downsides of buying a car here, right? It's kind of like buyer beware. You get what you see what you get. There's no history on the thing. You could run a Carfax on it if you were so disposed.
Yes, you could.
And find out, you know, where it lived and how it was serviced. And I suppose if I were buying this, I would definitely want to do that, right? If you're going to invest this much money, you'd want to make sure it's a good one. But, you know, you don't know if it's a single owner. You don't know if it was maintained, right? You can check the oil, I guess. Yeah, I mean, you don't know a lot when you're here.
No. I do know that I don't like that 964 over there, but that's just, you know, because I'm not a big fan of 964s.
Gotcha. Well, this drives like a dream, Roman. If that Brodozer was, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best,
yeah,
this is close to 10, and the Brodozer was like 2 on quality of ride.
All right, so which would you rather have, the Gladiator or the Land Cruiser?
Oh, geez. You know, for me,
yeah,
I'm a sucker for the Gladiator.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot cheaper, too. That's going to be 10, 15K less than this.
I know, but still.
But this will last forever. This will outlive both of us. It will.
Yes.
It will outlive your kids, Andre.
Yeah, this
Seriously.
Is solid.
Yeah.
This is All right. nice.
All right, let's go do that Brodozer.
Okay.
All right.
Roman, do you want to buy a camper?
No.
Okay, he doesn't want this camper.
These things appreciate like rocks, Andre.
2004.
Yeah, Bengal butt. Look at the beautiful Bengal butt. Does it look like flames that are rising up into the air, or does it just look silly? I'm going to go with silly.
I think Roman is referring to the BMW 645 CI convertible.
And it also has this, look, a flying buttress. They actually did. It's a flying buttress, like the cathedral in Paris.
You know what I love about that Land Cruiser?
What is that?
It looks unmodified. Nobody touched it.
Yeah, exactly.
Unmodified.
How are we doing time-wise? How far have we gone?
38.
38 minutes. We're kind of running out of time, Andre.
No, I could be here for hours, Roman.
I could be here for hours if it wasn't 98 degrees out here. All right, let's go look at some more trucks.
Trucks?
Trucky truck. A 2020 Tesla with 46,000. Model 3.
Okay, that's odd.
Yeah, you can tell the new ones from the old ones because the old ones had chrome.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a Cobb-tuned...
Dude,
what?
Look, a Z71 Suburban.
Well, we can look at that.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Cobb-tuned ST. That's not going to blow up in your face.
No, not at all.
You want to do the Suburban? Let's do a Suburban.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, so they actually had them from the factory, Z71 models with off-road ready tires, just really aggressive. And this one looks mostly stock. It's black on black on black.
This looks like a barricade busting.
This is like a FBI truck.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a motorcade vehicle, right?
2017 with 117,000 miles. There's nothing wrong with that.
Not bad. I like this thing, Andre. I like this a lot.
Is there a body in the back? Let's take a look.
This is a great truck.
No, there is no body.
Andre, I really like this truck.
You do?
Yeah, I like it a lot. I really like it.
All right, let's jump into it.
It's even got meaty tires. Look at that. It even got off-roady tires. My only issue is...
What?
It's triple black. I don't like triple black cars. And look, two keys.
That's a good thing.
One well-worn and well-used.
Ooh.
That does not sound good.
Oh, my gosh.
Is there a squirrel under there that we have now disturbed?
Let's open the hood.
Yeah, let's see what's going on.
This does not sound good.
No. Pop it.
I did.
Oh. Well, that is definitely a tick.
That's a lot of ticking.
That's a lot of ticking.
And I don't think it's an exhaust leak.
No.
I think there is some failure.
Yeah, that's like a rod or a bat. You know what I mean?
Wow.
That's a tick. All right, we're going to leave this one here. I don't know what happens if we take it for a ride and it takes a, you know what?
Well, we fell quickly out of love.
We fell out of love with that very quickly. All right, Truck Kings. Our friend Steven will be Truck King. This is Truck Kings. Multiple.
Yes.
Truck King.
Wow, so we're looking at the Super Duty. This is a F-250. It's lifted. How big are these wheels? 24s, Roman.
Rolling on 24s.
And the tires are 37, so low profile.
Do you think with gas prices, you know,
going up and up and up,
people are kind of, or diesel in this case, people are kind of like, the underside is just beautiful, Andre. Not a speck of rust. It looks like somebody just did an incredible job on this. Like everything looks painted.
It's got traction bars, it's got a big lift.
I don't want to fall in love with it until you start the engine though.
There's something, there's a tube hanging, and there's a little bit of a wet spot underneath it.
Well, it could be.
But that's okay.
Hey, this is a quadruple black. It's black on black. Let me show you, Brendan. Come look. It's quadruple black. Blacked out taillights. Oh, and you get a spare, well, that's not going to fit. Never mind.
Nah.
Big bed, though. 8-foot bed.
All right, let's see if this will... Oh, look, power steps. Yes.
Hey, can you unlock it? Oh, power steps. You have to have power steps. So it's a 2016. Okay. Oh, my God. What the hell is that smell, Andre?
It's a clean... Oh. It's a shine.
Oh, my God. Somebody used, like, three things of Armor All in here. Oh, God.
Somebody Armor All the bejeebies out of this.
Here, start it up to open the window. I can't. This is like cancer in a truck. Oh God. Thank you. Oh. Whew.
Oh gosh.
God, it's like the worst smelling acrid plastic smell.
Oh. Maybe they're masking something. Maybe there was smoke in here. What do you think?
I don't know. It smells like somebody farted out a pound cake.
Okay, so Roman, we have a check engine light. And we have a TPMS light, but that's not a surprise because these tires are custom.
Yeah, what is a surprise is just how bad it smells in here. I can't do this. I could never buy a truck that smells like this. Once again, it feels like it's crabbing. This one
needs a two-wheel drive.
Oh.
Whoa, I think it's rubbing.
I think it's rubbing too.
I didn't hear anything.
This is a 2016 with 80 some thousand miles.
But it's lifted to the sky.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, sync is performing a scheduled system maintenance, Roman. That's not good.
This has a turning radius of a small semi.
Or a big bus.
Or a big bus, yeah. Look at all these guys walking around with those jump boxes.
They need to jump that Baja truck.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Sorry, guys. This is a bro truck coming through.
Bro truck coming through.
Oh, look at this guy. I won't be able to fit through there, Roman.
Look at this. This is... Hey, hold on. Stop.
Whoa.
Open the back window for Brendan. Look at that Toyota.
Oh, it's got hail from hell.
That got really hail damage.
Oh, my gosh. That was like a tornado damage.
I don't think it'll be able to fit there, Andre.
That's what I was saying.
I don't think... We don't want to hit a... I don't know what happens if we hit something here. But I don't want
to
find
Do I need
out.
To back up?
I'd back up, yeah.
There's somebody unboxed then.
Yeah. Is this yours?
Yeah.
Can you just make sure we don't hit you? Thanks. He's going to move it.
I think he's a mechanic or maybe a fleet manager or something.
Yeah, something. But I don't want to, I don't know what happens if you damage a vehicle here, but I don't want to find out. I'll give him a big how do you do thank you.
Thank you very much.
So is this a 6.7? It's got to be a 6.7,
right? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
2016, so the 6.7, the first edition, came out in like 2011-ish.
Yeah, better than the 6.0, though.
So I just tried to accelerate, Roman.
Yeah.
We're not quite on our test track yet, but there was a lot of lag. Mm. So I don't think this is tuned.
No, this one isn't tuned. Don't go too fast, because this is like 10,000 pounds of truck.
All right. I'm accelerating. Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's 30 miles an hour.
Isn't it amazing how bad the suspension is on these giant lifted trucks?
Yeah, it's awful.
Like, you think this would be like almost like riding on pillows, but it's the exact opposite.
Well, it's not riding on pillows. It's riding on rubber bands.
All right, guys, we got to talk. If you're into brodozers, there is definitely a penis issue going on. as in, you know what I mean.
Okay.
That's my kind of, you know, because if you're compensating with this, you know, the bigger the truck, the smaller the, you know what.
Yeah, and it's not comfortable.
No. It makes towing impossible. I think it was here, yeah.
There's a new High Country, look.
Yeah.
Silverado. That's pretty nice.
2021. I think if you parked it.
Wasn't it here somewhere?
It was close to here. They'll figure it out. No one's good.
376.
I think it was over there.
Yeah, this was here.
Yeah,
it was here. No, we nailed it, Roman.
Okay. Hey, can we take that little Tacoma for a ride?
Oh, it looks sweet.
Yeah, I like the little Tacoma. I like Tacomas.
Let me back up just one sec. Sorry. Oh my gosh, what's that? It says parking. Somebody, something is behind me.
Oh, that was me.
Nothing is behind me.
Okay. Well, nothing can be. Oh, you just ran over that SX4.
Oops.
So much for that, Suzuki. Little red one. It was so cute. It was right around here.
He's right underneath me. Okay.
So, all right, so there is some love for that. Yeah, not my thing. Not my jam,
wow,
Andre.
This
not my jam.
Else.
It's even kind of blacked out Ford.
What are you doing?
Hey.
Everything is blacked out.
What are you doing?
Good.
Hello.
Good.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I've seen you guys a long time.
I know. Hi. Good. How's it going? Did you bring a load of something?
Said, yeah. Good to see you, sir.
Yeah,
we're kind of rolling. Yeah.
Good to see you.
You still have the Hellcat?
No, I got rid of it.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Ciao.
Well, look, this Tacoma has a really nice rear bumper.
Well, that's why I like it. I like the little recovery hooks. I like the, I don't like the wheels. Wheels are kind of funky.
Well, the fender flares are okay. I mean, kind of bushwhacker-ish.
We might have a problem because I don't think we get the videographer in here. It's got the little tiny,
We could stuff Brendan in there.
We'll stuff Brendan in there.
Hold on, Brendan. All right, Brendan, can you demonstrate how you can enter a...
You should hold this, camera. Good thinking. Access cab, Andre, right?
No. There you go. Oh, look. These are perfect seats for you, Brendan.
There you go. Now we're also doing seat testing here
seat
at
testing.
TFL.
Yeah, this is TFL Talking Trucks podcast. Yeah. Does everything.
Yeah, so I figure you got to be like, 10 or younger to actually... Is that thing straight? I bet you it's also straight up. Those things are always straight up.
There you go, Brandon. Are you comfy?
Sure.
Okay. Brandon is, he's a good sport. Thank you, Brandon. Okay. Oh my, what does this smell like?
God, what the hell do I keep picking cars? This one smells like...
Oh, it smells like a swamp crossed with puke.
No, this one smells like somebody crapped out one of those little trees, you know? One of those little...
What?
Scented trees that people hang in by their rearview mirror.
No, but it has a weird
happened here? Where's that part?
It has a weird undertone smell. Like musky.
Yeah, somebody crapped out an air freshener. That's all this is. Oh, God, look at that Impala over there. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. That is...
Donked.
Donked. Good donk.
Donk Impala.
All right, well, how many miles are in this bad boy?
A million. No, 30,000. Yes. Wait, what?
So this kind of...
This has almost no miles.
This kind of competes with that Gladiator that we just drove.
I know, but this is a little bit older. This is a... Oh, no, it is the same year, Roman. It's a 2020.
So I said it competes with the Gladiator.
Sorry, I'm... The smell just took my breath away.
Yeah, the smell is not good. Hey, all right, word to the wise car dealers. Please, please, please stop making your trucks and cars smell like French whorehouses. It's just really not good. Does not put me in the mood to buy this.
No, I think it's masking some other problem.
Well,
it
I guess, like cat pee or, you know, whatever is underneath here, which once again, does not put me in the mood to buy something because I'm wondering what it's masking.
Okay, are you ready for this acceleration?
I'm ready for it.
This is a V6. Oh boy. 30 miles an hour, 35, we have brakes. Lane departure alert unavailable. That's weird.
This is gonna go for a lot, even irregular.
Even with the musky smell?
Yeah, I think any Tacoma in Colorado is, there's two cars in Colorado that do not depreciate. Well, one's a truck and one's a Jeep. The Wrangler and the Tacoma, they just don't depreciate. Audi Allroad. Interesting.
Can we get out of this truck soon?
Yeah, let's just go. Let's just go park it back. Not my jam either, Andre. Not my jam. I think it was parked next to this van right here.
Yeah, so Roman, I think in this episode of Talking Trucks...
We've just shortened our lifespan by introducing all kinds of strange and utterly...
Strange viruses?
Dangerous chemicals into our lungs.
No, I was going to say... I was surprised a lot in this episode.
Yeah?
Because we saw some cool trucks, we saw some interesting truck. We saw a truck that had an engine failure.
Well, there's one thing that they all have in common. They're all stinky. Actually, the Gladiator wasn't stinky.
No, the Gladiator was actually quite nice.
What are people doing these? People are animals. Come on, people are just animals.
Should we leave Brennan in here?
Yeah, let's just say goodbye. No, come on out, Brennan.
All right, Brendan, we'll let you out, okay? Thanks. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah. Brendan, what are we doing on time?
52.
So we're going to do one more, Andre, or do you want to call it done?
Oh, geez.
I mean, if it wasn't 900 degrees out here, I could be out here all day, because this is really a hoot. This is like adult Disneyland.
Well, Roman, I think we hit most of our main truck manufacturers, right?
Yeah.
So we hit GM, we had Ford, we had Nissan and Toyota.
Yeah, we tried
Maybe
Ram.
We can find another gem.
There's a Ram Dually over there.
Which one?
Yeah, it's kind of a white.
Oh, it's a mega cab.
Yeah? Is it a mega cab?
Do you want to take a nap in this?
Yeah, mega cabs are cool.
Yeah.
So for all of you guys who don't know, mega cabs have this enormous back.
Look at this. You know, we just showed you the smallest cab.
Yeah.
Now.
Look at the size. Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, God. It also stinks. Oh, my God.
What does it smell like, Brendan?
It smells like leather and perfume.
Smells like a freshly skinned cow.
No, it's not too bad.
Oh.
I've been worse. Right, let's take this one for a ride.
So, Roman.
Yeah.
This front door has failed. There's some problem here.
Well, this is, let's see what year this is. 2017, Andre.
Okay.
147,000 miles. Oh, look up here.
What?
That's a nice Tundra. I like that. Look at the front of this thing.
Well, it lived on near the farm, I think.
I think it lived on the highway. Right?
Well, yes, because it's got stone chipped and rock chipped.
Yeah, definitely a towing rig.
It's had a relatively difficult life.
Now, instead of perfuming up the truck, they may want to clean off the dead bugs. Just a word to the wise here.
Hey, Rook, look, it comes with a ball. Look, gooseneck.
And chain. No.
Hold on. Roman, check this out.
It also comes with a bunch of crap in the back. So this definitely, here's the thing. You want a car with highway miles. You don't necessarily want a truck with towing miles, right? Because look, it's got the fifth wheel.
Yeah, and it has a ball, so it was probably towing a lot.
Towing a lot, yeah.
But look, the rear reclines. Look at this. Brendan, check it out. It reclines.
Well, Andre, I say we call it done. Unless you really want to.
You don't want to smell this one?
We want to take it for a ride? I don't want to disappoint our viewers out there.
Well, let's do Cummins. It's a Cummins.
Let's go for a ride.
It's a Cummins.
How can we not go for a ride?
Hopefully it starts. Hold on a second.
All right, see if it starts.
Yes!
Starts right up. You got your towing mirrors, Andre.
Yep.
Once again, smells like the inside of a lollipop.
Whew.
Like I was saying, you don't necessarily want a truck that spent its life towing. It's really hard on a truck.
Well, because you don't know what kind of condition the transmission is in, brakes, suspension.
This has a bigger one, right? This has the Eisen.
Yeah, because it's a dually, it's a high output. Oh yeah, that's Cummins.
Well, we did all three. We did Duramax, Super Duty, Power Stroke, and now Cummins.
Yeah, we hit them all.
We hit them all, yeah. Broken glass.
That's not a common feature of these auction trucks.
Yeah.
Well, broken windscreen.
Well, if you were a dealer and you had a vehicle with a broken windscreen, would you fix it and send it to auction, or would you just send it to auction?
No, you just send it.
You just send it. these look like those Interstate battery trucks. There's another Suburban. That one might be better.
This one has almost no fuel, Roman.
All right, well,
we're like below empty.
Okay.
Do you want to start pushing this truck?
No, just take it easy. That's the other thing that a lot of these vehicles have in common. They're always blinking on red, right?
Yeah, they're always, almost always have no fuel.
Which, if I'm being logical about this process, if you can't be bothered to put diesel in it, if you can't be bothered to fix the windshield, it might be like two ways that I would use to not buy the vehicle. You know what I mean? I'm like, because there's so much choice here. Let's find the one with the good glass, and you know, somebody loved it enough to fill it up with diesel in this case.
But Roman, it was very sprightly. I did not use a full accelerator.
Good.
And this Cummins is very strong. That's a very nice, happy Cummins. Just listen to it. I think it's tuned, Roman. Oh my gosh.
I think it is tuned.
No, I think it's tuned.
I think it is tuned too, yeah. I think you are doing a little bit of the inside wheel there was starting to...
I know, and this is duals. Yeah, and it's spinning duals, dude.
I think if you can, I think you just put it here in the same row.
Yeah.
I wouldn't try to jam it back in where it was. That's very, like right there, right there. Just put it
where
back.
Was it?
Just back up. It was in this row. Just back it up. Just back it up in that end, at the end there. Because I think you can have a hard time squeezing it into that little space.
Well, it's mega.
Is that all right, Brendan, if we put it one row over, does it have to be in the same row?
It is the same row.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the same row.
All right, then.
Just a few, just a couple spots off. Okay.
Are you good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Well, Roman, I think we did a lot in this episode.
We did. We certainly got dehydrated a lot.
Yes.
Maybe on the brake.
Too fast?
No, it's in the wrong spot.
Oh, it's in the wrong spot, Andre.
Okay, should I move it over?
Yeah, we'll move it over.
Yeah, I'll just go stand by the spot.
Okay.
All right. Let's go put it in the right spot. Hey, anyway.
Actually, do you guys want to get out and show it, show it parking?
Yeah, let's show parking.
Yeah.
Well, Andre is, that's okay, you can do that. Hey. Yes, I see. Smells like diesel. Oh, I love the smell of diesel in the afternoon.
I appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Thanks. It's pretty ironic. We've got the biggest truck right here next to the smallest little Hyundai, the Venue. Look, Andre, we got the biggest truck next to the smallest little Venue. And you know, Andre went on the launch of the Venue, guys, and guess where he went to test drive that?
This wonderful Hyundai, I went to Australia.
Australia.
The Gold Coast.
I know. And I think on that note, we shall bid you adieu. Maybe on this wonderful American Silverado. Look at that flag. So proudly hailed on its side.
And maybe one day we'll be able to jumpstart this Ram and drive it, okay?
All right. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. If you are listening to this podcast, well, head on over to AllTFL and you can actually see what we're talking about. And if you're watching it, well, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Ciao.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.